This summer, a traveling exhibit of Negro League baseball memorabilia is making its way around the country. The Times of Greatness Mobile Museum stops at New York's Yankee Stadium and continues to Washington, D.C., St. Louis, and points south. This exhibit is keeping alive the great names of players that didn't always get the recognition they deserved. At a recent reunion in Durham, North Carolina, producer Jordana Gustafson caught up with three veterans and listened to their tales of barnstorming in the 40s and 50s.
My name is Carl Long. I'm from Kinston, North Carolina. In 1956, come down here in the Carolina League and showed out. Me, Curt Flood, Leon Wagner, Willie McCovey, told this Carolina League all the pieces. They called me everything but the child of God. But I tell you what, I wanted to play baseball and I got a chance to play it. Playing against Satchel Paige, Satchel told me, said, when he first saw me, he said, come on, young fella. You come up here and take your three and you go sit down. He said, because I tell you right now, you're not going to make your name off of Uncle Satchel, not unless you earn it. Now, Satchel was throwing hard. The balls looked like BBs coming up there. I got in there. He said, I'm going to throw you a fastball. Satchel was a comical person. He said, fastball, I want you to see you catch up with this one here. One of the fastest balls I seen throw. He threw the red by me. I look. Sat said, no, no, no. He said, no, no, no. He said, you ain't gonna never hit Uncle Sat standing up there looking.
My name is George W. McFadden, and my baseball name is Smokey. I was a hummer ball. I hummed that ball. I pitched. That's my position, pitching. That's why I got the nickname Smokey. They declare I had a good catcher. He worked for the American Tobacco Company. And you know what he would do? You know the little lime you put down there to mark off the spot where the batter sits in, you know? He'll take a little bit and put it in the middle of the mitt. And he'll catch that ball and it'll come out like smoke. And he said, now, I swear to God, this mitt is Smokey. And they started calling me Smokey from that on. We played the Atlanta Black Crackers down in Wilmington, North Carolina, Friday and Saturday afternoon. I shut them out on Friday, shut them completely out. I shut out the Atlanta Black Crackers, and they had a big name, and they were a big name in baseball. That day I pitched nine innings. I always pitch anyway from 7 to 9 innings, but now I can feel it. I can feel it now. Yeah, right in my shoulder now. At night when I lay down a certain way on my right side, oh, I got to get off of that side. And my wife always say, old man, when he gets old, he can feel all his old aches and pain. She just, I don't know, just haunt me at night when I holler about, oh, my arm was hurting. She said, uh-huh, told you about it.
My name is Willie Bradshaw. When we played, regardless of how hot it was or whatever it was and so forth and so on, once you finished playing, you walked around with probably a wool jacket on to keep your arm hot, as they say. But now you take the techniques for treating injuries, they have vastly changed. Pitchers get through pitching, they stick arms in cold water and do whatever. And see, this would never happen with some of us because some of the old ball players had told us it would hurt your arm, it would do this and do that and do the other. Back during the times when we were playing, everybody that you played, if you were a pitcher, you would look to go 9 innings that particular day. If you didn't pitch 9, you say you only pitched 5, next day you had to go with 4, get the other 4, which made 9. So we talked about that today, and some of us seem to think that if we could have played back today when they have, you know, closers and setups and the rest of those things and pitching, or pitch 5 innings, you know somebody going to get you. Some of us probably could have been some good baseball players.
Baseball memories from former Negro League players Carl Long, center fielder for the Birmingham Black Barons and the first African-American to play professional baseball in North Carolina. George Smokey McFadden, pitcher for the Durham Eagles and Durham Rams, and Willie Bradshaw, pitcher for the Durham Eagles and Rams and the Roxborough Colts. To find out more about the Negro League traveling exhibit, go to our website at npr.org.